Hello, I'm Natalia Ralston with the BBC News. 11 US states are suing the Obama administration over its directive that public schools should let transgender students choose which toilet facilities to use. The administration has threatened to withdraw federal funding from schools that don't comply. The controversy has focused on North Carolina, which recently passed a law saying transgender people should use the public lavatory that matched the sex on their birth certificate. Meredith Russo is a trans woman from Tennessee. She described her experiences.
I was working at a call center when I first transitioned. I was about 26 years old, and I was made to use the men's room, which was in every way an extremely unpleasant experience. There was yelling, there was nasty looks, there were slurs. There was creepy behavior. And this was all in a corporate environment. So one can only imagine what would happen to someone in the same situation in, for example, a high school.
A U.S. State Department investigation has concluded that the Democratic Party frontrunner for the U.S. presidency, Hillary Clinton, flouted official rules on email security when she was Secretary of State. The report found that Mrs. Clinton had used an unapproved and unsecured private email server for government business. The Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, defended Mrs. Clinton.
What Secretary Clinton did was consistent with other secretaries of state have done, including Colin Powell. The committee, the report itself references longstanding systemic weaknesses that go well beyond the tenure of any Secretary of State.
Hours after being released from prison in Azerbaijan, the prominent investigative journalist Khadija Ismailova has told the BBC that she will not relent in her criticism of the government. Ms. Ismailova was convicted of offences including tax evasion, but international human rights groups say she was prosecuted because she investigated the business dealings of President Ilham Aliyev's family. But after her release, she said she would not be silent.
It's especially difficult for me to be less critical about what is going on in the country. And I'm not going to keep silence or to close my eyes. I will talk about what I see. I'm not going to do it emotionally. I'm not going to be revengeful. I know that angry journalism is not good journalism, and I'm not angry. I'm just trying to be objective.
Prosecutors in Belgium say they've charged four people with participating in the activities of a terrorist group. They're suspected of recruiting jihadists to join the Islamic State group. The Federal Prosecutor's Office said the four did not appear to have links to the suicide bombers who struck Brussels airport and subway in March, killing 32 people. Two were detained, one was released under strict conditions, and one was released with an electronic bracelet. World News from the BBC. The Italian Navy has managed to save hundreds of migrants after the large fishing vessel they were on capsized in the Mediterranean. The vessel was spotted in trouble off the coast of Libya. Shareholders of the oil giant Exxon have rejected several resolutions backed by environmentalists that would have forced the company to work out a strategy against global warming. At Exxon's annual general meeting in Texas, climate motion was defeated. The British Navy says it's looking into claims by an Italian diver, Massimo Bondone, that he's found a Royal Navy submarine lost during the Second World War off Sardinia. The vessel was last seen when she left Malta to take part in an Allied attack on Italian warships in the Second World War. Hugh Morgan has the details.
The P-311 was last seen in December 1942. Some reports suggest she may have been sunk by Italian mines shortly afterwards. The T-class submarine was to have been called HMS Tutankhamun after the Egyptian pharaoh, but was lost before she could be officially named. The bodies of the submarine's captain, Commander Richard Cayley, and the crew of 71 were never found. Mr. Bondoni says he was able to positively identify the submarine, the P-311, by the two Chariot manned torpedoes strapped to the hull. A Royal Navy spokesman said it was examining its records to see whether or not the wreckage found could be that of a Royal Navy submarine.
A ban on drugs previously known as legal highs has come into force in Britain, bringing them in line with traditional drugs like cocaine and ecstasy. The chemical substances, sometimes called designer drugs, have been linked to a number of deaths, as well as antisocial behaviour. The celebrated Cameroonian singer Anne-Marie Nzie has died at the age of 84. Known as the Golden Voice of Cameroon, she enjoyed a career that spanned six decades. One of her biggest hits, Liberté, was a rallying cry for democratic reforms. World News from the BBC.